CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Southeast is awash in problems following the pulverizing impact of Helene. The hurricane-turned-tropical storm was blamed for at least 60 deaths, with property damage expected to run into the billions.
Between fires, gas leaks, car wrecks, we've been very busy, and all with having communication and 911 issues.
That's emergency management official Lee Connor in central Georgia. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more on the cleanup.
Waterlogged trees have crushed homes here. The entire region is covered in damage, and it's been a very deadly storm. In Tennessee, the flooding was so bad that two dams were at risk of failing. The city of Newport was evacuated, but both dams ultimately held.
Rescues have been made. Attempts have been made. Some people are stranded on the roofs of their homes.
Deadly flooding and mudslides are the concern in southwest Mexico following Hurricane John.
Toda la gente lloró. Se espantaron.
This woman says neighbors ran out of their homes and were crying in the streets. That storm has killed at least 22 people. Former President Donald Trump is ramping up his attacks on Vice President Harris, offering this 1-2 punch in the key swing state of Wisconsin.
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way.
CBS's Nicole Killian says the Harris campaign offered a welcoming message of sorts.
The former president was also greeted by this new ad from Vice President Kamala Harris.
Champions know it's any time, any place, but losers, they whine and waffle.
Egging Trump on for another debate.
The one and only vice presidential debate is set for Tuesday on CBS. World leaders are warning of potential repercussions after Lebanese militant group Hezbollah announced its longtime leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed in an Israeli airstrike. It's intensified fears of an all-out war in the Middle East. CBS's MTS Taya with other angles from Beirut.
It isn't immediately clear who will succeed Hassan Nasrallah, but President Biden has said his killing was a, quote, measure of justice, and that he wants to see ceasefires in both Gaza and Lebanon.
SpaceX has launched its latest Falcon 9 rocket, which is expected to arrive at the International Space Station tomorrow night. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has more on the mission to bring them home some precious cargo.
And liftoff.
NASA astronaut Nick Hague and a Russian cosmonaut are now in orbit with two empty seats. Those seats are needed to bring astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back to Earth.
We've got a dynamic challenge ahead of us.
They won't come back until February. Live from New York, it's Saturday night. SNL's 50th season begins in just a matter of moments. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tributes for Dame Maggie Smith.
Like a scene from one of the movies, Harry Potter fans raised their wands to the sky in tribute to Dame Maggie Smith. There's a clip on social media showing hundreds gathering at the replica of Hogwarts Castle at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Tributes are pouring in for her. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe called her a fierce intellect and a gloriously sharp tongue. Dame Helen Mirren called her one of the greatest actresses of the past century. Whoopi Goldberg called Maggie Smith the great woman and a brilliant actress. Dame Maggie Smith died Friday at the age of 89. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Weight Watchers is shaking up its leadership. WW International says CEO Sima Sistani would leave her role effective immediately. Tara Camonte, a Weight Watchers board member and former Shake Shack executive, has been made interim chief executive. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a little breezy with lows in the mid-60s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow with the wind continuing off the lake. Highs will warm to the low 70s. And around 70 degrees on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds. It's 69 degrees right now.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and a home
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
It's a beautiful
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings. So don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Salt together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. good.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sympathetic eyes.
sight.